Proclamation number 5997 of 9th of July, 1954. Thoughts on the meaning and purpose of life on earth. Address of God. When the significance of earthly life is presented to you, then you are addressed by the eternal deity. Then it is a moment when it itself addresses you and only demands attention from you so that you may also enter into the blessing of this address. You humans mostly live your earthly life task unconsciously. You do not think about the meaning and purpose of earthly life. You only focus on earthly life, on your successes or failures. And you rarely only think about the ultimately negative success when your earthly life is over. If you would often indulge in these thoughts, then you would seriously question yourselves about the actual meaning of your existence. You would first move these thoughts within yourselves in order to then also debate them with your fellow human beings. For these questions would no longer let you go once they had arisen in you. And then you will have entered the path to knowledge, always provided that you are serious about receiving clarification. For this serious desire is taken into account because God, who knows all your thoughts, is always ready to guide you to the right knowledge. To the truth. For you are his creatures. You only dwell on this earth in order to attain perfection, and perfection also includes the light of knowledge. A creator whose wisdom is undeniable has based all his creations on purpose and aim, otherwise he would not be wise. Otherwise he would have to be denied perfection. Consequently, the human being was also created for the sake of a specific aim which is only unknown to you as long as you don't want to know it. Because the knowledge of it is of no use to someone who does not have the will to know it in order to live in accordance with his aim. Although this knowledge can be presented to every person, it will only affect him when he has come to terms with the thought of his actual destiny. Of the meaning and purpose of his life on earth. Then an explanation will appeal to him if it is truthful, or he will reject it if erroneous views are held in conversations about it. For this is God's working, that he correctly guides the thinking of the one who wants to recognize. Your earthly life is not without significance, for it determines your fate in eternity. Earthly life is only a transitional stage, and the way you pass it will shape your further existence, for your life does not end with the death of your body. And if you humans first make this realization your own, that you continue to live, that your ego merely leaves the external shell in order to enter a new existence. If you can attain this convinced belief, then you no longer regard earthly life as an end in itself but as a means to an end, and then you also live it consciously. I.e., always with the aim in mind that your soul enters the kingdom in the right condition, which will be its abode after bodily death. And you can gain this convinced faith if only you devote yourselves to the God and Creator of eternity from whose hand you emerged. Then his love will take hold of you and he will guide all your thoughts right. But if you humans also lack faith in a God and Creator from eternity, then you are still badly deformed in your soul. Then you are devoid of all love. Then you have all the more reason to strive for a transformation of your nature into love, which is the first and last aim of all people on earth. Amen.